This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Friday. We'll get back to football coming up in a bit, but today's show is going to be primarily Royals as baseball season has come to a close here in Kansas City. The Yankees win 3-1 in the ALDS against the Kansas City Royals. We got a chance to catch up with Denny Matthews. I'm sad we're not going to talk to Denny Matthews again until next baseball season. That breaks my heart, but our conversation started with Denny. What are you going to remember most about the 2024 Royal season?
The pitching was really good. The defense was good. The hitting fell off. The offense really didn't keep up with the starting pitching. The bullpen was very good. And the defense, as always, was solid. But, we fell off offensively, and that's eventually what cost them the series with the Yankees.
I understand the next man up mentality, and every team tries to sell it as next man up. This team just never recovered offensively from the stretch in which they lost Vinny Pasquantino. I mean, heading into that, you had three of the best run producers in baseball in Vinny, Witt, and Salvador Perez, and their offense took a complete sharp turn after Vinny's injury.
Mm-hmm. And it relied on some of the lesser players as far as average and playing time and so on. But you're right. The top three really is what fueled the Royals almost the entire year. And then when Vinny got hurt, it really seemed to take a notch out of the offense. And because he's a left-handed hitter, number three spot, Witt's in front of him, Salvi's behind him, and that is a potent 1-2-3 punch, and they proved it the entire year. I think that Salvi wore down a little bit. I thought Bobby looked a little bit tired toward the end of the year. Bobby Witt played almost every inning of every game. And granted, he's still in his early 20s, but my goodness, when you start in mid-February and play every day, and then the pre-games every day, all the batting practice and all the infield practice, I don't care how old you are, that's going to take a toll. And I thought that they looked just a little bit weary late, and it's not an excuse, it's just an observation, but what a year Witt had. He is a superstar. I think he should be MVP because he helps his team more than Aaron Judge. Bobby Witt can beat you in any number of ways. Aaron Judge, unless he gets a big hit, he's a decent fielder, average base runner. But, yeah, to me, Witt was more valuable to the Royals than Aaron Judge was to the Yankees.
Denny, for me, just watching these series and seeing these two great players go against one another, I think it became very obvious that the Royals' offense, Bobby Witt Jr. is just a catalyst of everything. And if you don't have good Bobby Witt Jr., you just don't have a chance of beating a team as talented as the Yankees, where Aaron Judge didn't have his best series, but he certainly played a lot better in Game 4. He hit much better than he did the first couple of games. But you also got to deal with Juan Soto, who just gets on base. You got to deal with Giancarlo Stanton, who I thought was very, very good in this series. There's just more on the Yankees, and I thought that showed itself up over the course of the last four games.
Yeah, they're really solid because their offense is good. Their defense is decent. Their pitching is pretty good. I thought Cole was rocked by the Royals in game one, but he really recovered nicely. I thought he pitched very well in the final game. But, yeah, they have a lot of really good players, but so do the Royals. There is not much to choose between the Royals and the Yankees, and every team in the postseason was so evenly matched. There's parity now in big league baseball. The Tigers are no better than Cleveland. Cleveland's no better than the Royals, and so on and so on. You can match up any team. Nobody's better than anybody else, and that's why the playoffs this year have been so compelling. Parity has arrived in big league baseball.
Denny, what is that like for someone like you where you remember that wasn't the case? You remember when the Braves went to the World Series or at least competed every year in the National League, the Yankees in the late 90s, some of the great Cincinnati Reds team. Like, there have been so many dominant teams in baseball. This did feel like a year in which anything could happen. No team won 100 games. You're right. You look at the Dodgers, the Padres, the Indians, the Guardians, like, all of these teams, it just feels like we have reached to a point where it really is who gets hot, who plays their best over the course of the last couple of weeks, and that's very rarely how the baseball playoffs have felt.
Yeah, and mix in a little bit of luck and some plays that maybe just would knock your eyes out. They're so good. But as I said, parity has arrived, and that's what all the professional leagues have now achieved. Hockey is, every team is good. What about NFL? There's a lot of parity in the NFL. That's what they strive for. They want everybody to have a chance from the top to the bottom. Now, it's mathematically impossible, but it's pretty darn close in the three or the four major sports right now. Parity is what the fans want because you as a fan want to feel that your team has a chance. And when that illusion is there in front of you as a fan, you're satisfied. Your team has a chance. That's what the playoffs are all about. You remember one time when the two league winners, two teams, were in the World Series, period. There was no playoff structure at all. That changed in 1969, and now there are 12 teams, if my math is correct, that have a chance to go to the World Series because they've reached postseason.
Right now, we're talking to Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny, I am curious to get your thoughts as a somewhat old-school baseball guy. What are your thoughts on Jazz Chisholm? Because to me, the sport kind of needs those personalities. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, you know, the game kind of had those villains. I don't know if the games have those villains today. That's just not the way that baseball is. But Jazz Chisholm, I thought, became a villain, and I thought he played it up very well for the crowd.
Yeah, my impression is he's loud and harmless. Other than that, he's not a great third baseman. He didn't do much offensively, but I guess he talked a good game, and the fans really caught on to it and gave him a hard time, but I don't think it bothered him. I don't know about Jazz. I hadn't seen much of him until this postseason, but like I said, a lot of noise, but not a lot of production.
You know what? That's a perfect summation of kind of how his series went. For all the baseball games you've seen, where does fake fight rank in your, like, unfavorable things when it comes to baseball? I hate it. Everybody has to run out there. You know that no punches are going to be thrown. Nobody's going to do anything, but everybody has to make it seem like they're down for the team and down for the cause. Where does fake fight rank in your least favorite things about baseball?
You're right. It's pretty comical, really, because the bullpens come rushing out, and now by the time they get there, well, there's nothing going on. It's like when they rush the court in basketball in college or in rush the field in football. Everybody gets down there. And then what? And then what do you do? Think about it. Here I am in the middle of the court. Our team has just upset one of the top five teams in the nation. And you and I are standing there on the court, and we're looking at each other. Now, what are we going to do? Nothing. There's nothing to do. You run down out of your seat. There's a big crowd of people. Everybody looking at everybody else. What are they doing? There's nothing to do. And 5 minutes later, we leave the building.
Denny, how fun was it to see the Royals and the Yankees playoff rivalry sort of rekindle itself? You know, if you're me, I'm under 40 years old. I don't have any recollection of the Royals and the Yankees. But, you know, seeing the old videos with George Brett and Craig Nettles and Goose Gossage, you know, it seems like it was a really fun time in baseball. You were there. What was it like to see these two teams play again in the postseason?
It was great. And in the late 70s, Carrington, it was as intense a rivalry as you will ever want. And I'm talking about not only the playoffs, but regular season games might have been even more intense, if you can believe it, than the playoffs. And it was just great baseball. Two really good teams. There were so many good players on the Royals and the Yankees in the late 70s that it just had to be classic, and it was.
Denny, let me tell you that it has been an absolute honor to have you join us on the show this year. Usually our conversations end around June because baseball season is over. But you know what? They gave us an extra 3-4 months of baseball, and I'm gracious for it. I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for hopping on with us today.
Well, you're sure welcome. And it's a bonus for both of us when we can talk longer into October, for heaven's sakes. And it's always fun to visit with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Denny. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.